language 英语。
潘吉接你告诉你。
Hi guys, 我是 Jenny.
It's me, Spencer.
And it's me, Adam.
今天呢我们要说说酒。
Mm.
Not that we're, you know,endorsing drinking, 我们不是说大家都要出去喝酒。但是呢这个我觉得英语对于点酒啊买酒也是特别实用。那今天我们要说说我觉得是特别 current, 就是时下美国人加拿大人会用的一些英语来形容喝酒啊、各种的酒文化、而且是别的地方呢我真的觉得是找不到的一些词。比如说刚刚 Spencer 就教了我一个新词。Moonshine 月光这什么意思你不知道吧
月光
节目就要听下去啊跟你想的那个月光族是不一样的、OK 那我们今天推送就会有详细的文本可以帮助你学得更好首先我觉得还是要说说酒其实英语里面除了 alcohol、还有很多词都能概括酒这个东西、这个概念对不对
booze
B-O-O-Z-E.
Right.
Pooch.
这个一听就特别 slang, 特别俚语。
You got the hooch.
You got the hooch.
Yeah, yeah.
我们先还是先说说 booze, 好啦。
Right.
先好好我们说说 booze.
Booze 最常用的用法可能就是和朋友就 some very casual, informal setting.
Well, the thing is, booze can be a 名词也是动词。
对对对。
You could say, booze, you know,、yeah. let's get some booze, or...、
He boozes a lot.
Yeah, why are you boozing? So, or like, you booze too much.
Right.、
Yeah, he hit the booze pretty hard.
对。诶我最先学到 booze 还是就是也是一堆美国朋友好像自己在家里开轰趴这种、house party 然、
yeah,
后、
right,
他们就说 yeah, we've got lots of booze 就、
yeah.
是我们买了很多酒然后我也不知道他在讲什么后来 figure out、
or you can have you know one of those、cheaper home parties、
right.
it's called BYOB
BYOB
bring your own booze、
right.
对自带酒啊、
yeah. 对
那 booze 它是形容什么从 beer 从啤酒到这种很烈的酒都可以
everything, yeah
那还有一个词 liquor 呢、
就是烈酒、
Adam 你们加拿大都有 liquor store
yeah.
Yeah.
对吧就是好像去买酒要去这些有 license 的、
right.
可以
government store
对而且是就是政府经营的、
right.
你们叫 liquor store,
liquor store.、
Mm-hmm.
在美国也叫这种 liquor store 吗
yeah pretty much but it depends on you know what state you're in、some statesYou know, you have to go to a liquor store to get liquor.
Right.
Other states, there's some states that have liquor in the grocery store.
Yes.
就是超市里面就有。
Yeah, so it really depends on where you live. Liquor stores will sell beer.
Right.
Also, and wine. They sell everything.
Yes.
But then you have beer stores that only sell beer and wine and no liquor.
Right.
他们不能卖烈酒。
Exactly.
所以我觉得 liquor 这个词我觉得就没有前面说的 booze 或者 alcohol 那么广泛对吧因为 it does kind of refer to like 烈酒、
I mean liquor is just 烈酒
yeah
对、但是呢它有一个在词组里是常用就是 liquor up
liquor up、
就是说一个人喝了很多或者你要我们要什么去灌醉一个人好像说 we need 什么
liquor him up
and... liquor him up 或者对吧
yeah, yeah.
Liquor up.
Let's get him messed up.、
但这个不好 So don't do that.
Don't do that.
No, no, no,
yeah,
no, no, no.
Don't liquor up yourself and don't get anyone else liquored up.
Yeah.
中文里面我们常说你喝酒吗什么我不喝酒、
mm-hmm.
但英语里面你有的时候都不需要用酒那个名词、比如像我是不喝酒的、所以出去人家说啊，就是叫我喝酒什么我就会说哦I don't drink、我也不会说 I don't drink alcohol
right,、yeah.
或者 I don't drink booze I simply say I don't drink、
right.
就可以了
Everybody、yeah. knows what you mean、
Yeah, I'm not a drinker
I'm not a drinker 也可以的、或者 in my case I'm allergic to alcohol 因为我是对酒精过敏、所以我 I don't drink
Yeah, I'm allergic to alcohol Most Westerners won't believe you when you say that
Really? 为什么 It's true It's a
Yeah, I mean honestly the
Fact
the more do you turn red when you drink?
Yeah, 就是我会痒。
Yeah.
Red and itchy.
Yeah, the longer I live in China, the more I actually kind of believe that. even now, like, I don't really drink that much anymore. I used to drink a bit more when I was younger. And the times that I do kind of drink now, I very quickly get headaches. And maybe I'm drinking crap. I don't know.
You're drinking crap. 喝了不好的酒。
Moonshine.
Yeah, cheap stuff.
劣质的。
But nevertheless, like, yeah, I mean, alcohol 本来不是什么健康的东西。
对，本来就。
当然是对你身体有损害。
是。那既然我们讲到什么 turn red 啊，就是中文里面我们会说，哎呦，它上脸。你们听过这个中文说法吗？
Yeah.
英文你们就会说 you turn red.
Just turn red.
Yeah, because I mean we don't usually turn red. Maybe some people get so drunk their eyes
right,
turn red.
Or their nose turns red over time.
Yeah.
是吗？这点我没注意过。So you're saying.外国人不太上脸，就是你们的 body,、
no.
你们的身体不会 you don't react to alcohol in the same way.
No, but you can spot an alcoholic by, what'd you say? Red nose.
Red nose.
Yeah.
酒糟鼻 red nose.
Yeah, there's some people that, you know, they've drank so much over time that their nose is pretty much constantly red.
对，就我们说酒糟鼻，英文有 alcohol nose 吗？还是就是 red nose? Just red nose.
Yeah, old drunk.
Okay. 对，就是说一个人喝醉了，或者我喝醉了，可以说 I'm drunk.
Yeah.
这个我们今天也可以把之前做过的，以及是过年的时候做的，就是说什么 tipsy 啊，什么各种各样形容不同喝醉状态，还有什么祝酒的英文节目link 给大家啊，但今天我想说的就是有意思的一些国外酒文化。比如前面说到的那个新词 Spencer 讲的 moonshine。
Yeah, moonshine.
So just now we were talking about Chinese liquor, 就是 or spirit. Spirit 也是烈酒的意思、
right.
白酒。后来 Spencer 说他喝过最好喝的白酒是 some kind of moonshine stuff. 然后我就说什么是 moonshine?、
Yeah. Moonshine is, well, it's hooch.It's hooch you make it your home. It's hooch you make it your home. 应该是 H-O-O-C-H.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, it's just alcohol you make at home.、
Right.
Liquor you make at home.
So DIY 的酒。
DIY 的 yeah, 烈酒。
就是月光吗 ?Moonshine?
对对对 ,Moonshine.
它是就是名词还是也是动
词就是名词。
所以你可以怎么用
But if you make moonshine, you're a moonshiner.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, 自己酿烈酒的这个 moonshine 呢
Yeah, 酿造对吧
其实你说到自己说 make moonshine
Yeah, you make moonshine
Make your own moonshine
Make your own moonshine、这可能很危险但是很多美国人会自己在家做啤酒酿啤酒
Yeah, that's different and the government's cool with that because、
yeah.
Beer, the alcohol content is low.
Right, 5%.
就是酒精 浓度
Alcohol content.
Yeah.
Alcohol content. Yeah. 酒精浓度多少度
Yeah, that's true. So, you can make beer at home. Can you make wine at home?
We can make wine at, like a company. Like, you can do it yourself, but it needs to be at a company.
可是我在加拿大超市就看过那种DIY wine kit.
Wine kit, right.
自己买回去他就给你一套东西你可以做。
Well, we used to have a neighbor who was from Italy. He was an Italian guy, Joe. And he would always...
Really, an Italian guy named Joe?
I know, right? Crazy.
You don't say.
And his brother Tony came over to help him because they had grapes. And so they would take the grapes and then he would put them into the...
Bathtub.
He would actually do it outside.
自家浴缸。
In a... It wasn't
他有一个桶。
In a barrel, yeah.
Hey, Tony, I got all these grapes. You want to mash them?
Yeah, and then they would just... I thought it was so disgusting when I was a kid to see this old guy just stepping on the grapes. But they say that this is a very old tradition, and this makes the wine taste perfect.
好吧。但是我还是想讲回到那个自己酿啤酒，因为我觉得这个是这几年就我们说的精酿啤酒的热潮。It's like a global craze, right? 在中国现在也有很多精酿啤酒，就是说的 microbrewery. Yeah. Now, to brew 其实也是酿酒的意思，对吧？说到啤酒都是 they brew.
Wait, so 酿造 actually is to brew, and then you have 流，怎么说？
蒸馏 distill.
蒸馏，对，蒸馏是 distill, 对。
所以 micro brewery 就是这种我们说的精酿 ，micro 的意思就是很小的。It's not your Budweiser 就是那个大的厂牌是比较小的 对吧 microbrewery.
Well, there's been a whole craze in microbrews in America, in the West, because we realized after so many decades, we've been drinking crap.
Yeah, Budweiser's not very good.
大家觉得大厂牌的
The king of beers.
Yeah, king of crappy beers.
Yes, it's so bad.
就你们会觉得 Bud 什么的是没有味道是吧
It's just crap. The, the 味道 is, oh my god, it's so bad.
Yeah.
We used to drink 40s in high school.
Oh,
40 ounce bottles.
It's called malt, malt liquor. Malt liquor.
Yeah.、It's, That stuff is better than Budweiser.
然后美国也有很多 drinking games, 是吧就、
oh, yeah,
中国我们有那个你们知道划拳吗
划拳。
那个英文我也不知道怎么说 like,
to paddle the boat, 划拳。
不是划船划拳、
oh, 划拳
喝酒的时候那种、oh, 对对对 like you do it with your hands and you have some like
the numbers
and, yeah numbers and stuff I don't even know like what would you call it in English
I call it stupid because I'm usually at a bar like trying to play music and I'm usually fighting with Chinese people playing that game
come anyway, let's play the game of drinking
就是这也是一个 drinking game 但你们美国的 drinking game 什么就什么 beer bong, beer pong.
Well, beer bong, I mean, yeah, you can make a game out of that.
You can just do it, right? The game is just drink the beer, basically.
Yeah, we used to put like three beers at a time in a beer bong. It'd be like 36 ounces, 就是一箱一箱
就是要一下喝下去嘛。
Yeah, you drink it in like 2-3 seconds, down it. You just chug it.
Yeah, so that's the game.
Chug it, guzzle it. You know,
对这几个词也挺有用 chug it, guzzle it, or down it, 对吧 down it 就一口闷基本上这几个词都是一口闷的意思、我觉得还有一个潮流喝酒的就是现在有一些禁酒令酒吧、like speakeasy bars 因为我们最近不是有一个开言英语的付费课程就是两个人去一个很红的 speakeasy bar、
sure.
这个词呢就翻到中文我们说禁酒令酒吧大家可能就知道它是什么意思但如果你光看到英文的、比如一个 speakeasy you might not know what it means so a speakeasy
well basically so we had the 禁酒对吧
禁酒令 prohibition
禁酒令对 so the prohibition in the states you know it was during the 20s
1920年左右是吧
It ended
early
right,
30s right?
yeah right after right basically after depression started it, anyway so we had that、we had that law for about a decade or so and during that time people still drank they just had these secret bars
right
you know that
地下的黑酒吧其实就是 underground
right. yeah so and they called them speakeasies so I guess you had to speakeasy about it
don't tell
yeah don't tell about it
don't tell you know your wives basically because it would be the mayor and the well the police
you want to Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say the police would probably be there, right? With the mayor and the doctor and the police.
Yeah, I mean, there's still people delivering booze to the White House. It was stupid. It's a stupid law. You know, here's a really interesting, I think it's a fun fact. So Canada at the same time also had prohibition. But Canada was allowed to make alcohol for export.
Yeah.
So Canada would make alcohol even though they weren't able to drink it legally. Right. And then they would export it to America where it was sold illegally. Yeah. And mobsters made a ton of money on it.
对,你说的 mobster 就是那个
匪帮。
黑帮，黑帮，
对，就是那黑帮。
对，人家不是说肯尼迪家族的操 Joe Kennedy 的，就 JFK 的爸爸，
就是
一桶金，
匪徒对吧？是 gangster 对吧？
像 Al Capone 什么都是那个年代出来的美国大，就黑道大佬。
Yeah.
So in any case， 我们扯远了一点啊。但是禁酒令酒吧呢，上海我觉得现在都有很多啊，有些 hot 的。Hottest bars are all like these speakeasy style bars.
Yeah.
当你听到人家说一个 speakeasy 的时候，基本上它形容的就是可能和装修有关的。I think those bars kind of have that kind of retro, 比较复古的装修。
Yeah.
But also they serve.就是他们的 drinks, it's not just cosmopolitan, 什么 pina colada, 这种酒。
No.
You don't go there to order this kind of drinks.
No, they,、
right?
they serve what, you know, they might serve pre-prohibition or prohibition era style cocktails.、I used to be a bartender, so there's, it's a certain type of craft、cocktail, like the way that they're made.
对我觉得你说那个词 craft 特别好就是手艺的意思
yeah,
对吧 是一种艺术他们做出来酒都特别漂亮
yeah.
And also glasses、
yeah.
they use are different. 就是是比较复古的那种杯子啊、mm,
exactly.
什么的。
Exactly. So basically,、mm. along with the whole micro beer craze over the past, I don't know, let's say 10, 15 years,、mm. has been this also revival of these old style cocktails. Because after Prohibition and then I guess into like the, I don't know, 70s, 80s, 90s, people are drinking Budweiser,、yeah. they're drinking shit beer.
就是比较 mass...Market 大众化的那
Yeah, and they're drinking、free pour style cocktails.
Free pour 是畅喝是吧、
yeah. I mean, basically, instead of measuring the alcohol out, you know,、mm-hmm. with, little jig, with these little jiggers, you just pour it with your hands.、Mm-hmm. You know,
就是你们经历了一个酒文化很不 refine, 就是很、
yeah.
大家很乱七八糟很混乱的。
Didn't matter how much, how well it tasted, as long as it got you drunk.
Right.、
Yeah.
但现在就是 prohibition, 就是这种 speakeasy bars, 他们里面你看 bartender、调一个酒可能他要就是真的 they put a lot of effort and time
all
into
of,
it.
All of this goes hand in hand with that 吃货文化, just、mm. the
foodie
yeah,
culture.
The
foodie culture.、Exactly.
So the micro beer, the craft cocktails, and good food. And, you know, who can blame them, really? I mean,、yeah. why not? If anything's worth doing, it's worth doing right.、
Mm. 就消费升级嘛、mm. 你们听过这个词吗中国
消费升级
消费升级升级就是 upgrade 但
yeah,
它这里的意思就是这种整个 consumer culture
Consumer upgrade
Upgrade、
okay.
It's become more sophisticated
Right, yeah
就比较
okay, that makes sense.
对 sophisticated 就是、更加精细了对吧更加讲究了那意思
对
We hope you've enjoyed today's show And come and leave your comments about alcohol About speakeasies About what you like
About moonshine
About moonshine
We'll see you next time guys
Bye bye
Bye bye